Please accept my most humble obeisances, dear Srila Prabhupada, on this auspicious day of your appearance. And among the many things about Srila Prabhupada that are very inspiring, one of the most inspiring for me is his song Markini Bhagavad Dharma, which he composed when he was on the ship Jaladuta on the way to Vrindavan. So Prabhupada is like a single-handed warrior going to attack not just an army but a whole civilization, because he's going to teach something which is radically opposed to the materialism rampant in the West. And normally, even for an ordinary war, when a warrior goes, the most treasured possession of the warrior is the weapon. So what was the weapon that Srila Prabhupada was going to use to counter the materialism of the West? That he reveals in this prayer. And essentially, what is the prayer? The whole prayer is centered on Krishna Katha. So first there are Bengali verses which Prabhupada composes, and then he quotes from the Bhagavad Dharma section of the first canto, second chapter of the Bhagavatam, where it talks about the potency of Krishna Katha. Bhagavatir katha se tab avatar dhirahaya shune jadi kane bar bar. So Prabhupada is saying that the Bhagavat katha is the avatar of Krishna, and if people hear it regularly, then they will become sober. And what is he praying to Krishna for? Please let people understand this message, and please make my words understandable to them. So this was the weapon that Prabhupada wanted to use. And sometimes in a war, a general may change the strategy depending on the kind of opposition that is there. But if you look at Prabhupada's life, the last purport that he wrote is in the 14th canto of the 14th chapter of the 10th canto. So there is also this video of Srila Prabhupada, the final exam, where Prabhupada is dictating this purport. And what is one of the last statements that he made as an instruction? He again quotes one of these verses. Shunvatam Sukatha Krishna Tada Rajastamo Bhava. So he says that by staying in the association of devotees, by hearing Krishna Katha, you can become purified and you will ultimately go back to Krishna. So normally it is said that if you want to know who a person is, look at that person's, what that person does alone in private. Everybody likes to have a public profile, which is often made up. But what the person actually is understood in private. So when Prabhupada composed Jaladuta, Markini Bhagavad Dharma prayers, it was completely in the privacy and the sanctity of the presence of Krishna in his heart and no one else. In fact, for many years, these prayers were lost. And Prabhupada found them, and devotees found them later, and it is a great treasure, not just for devotees, but also for devotee historians. So now, this is in one sense what Srila Prabhupada wanted to perpetuate, a culture of hearing which will lead to purification. And this is what we all can try to assimilate. We hear Krishna Katha, we share Krishna Katha, and we help others to also develop an attraction for Krishna Katha. Nowadays, there is a great talk in our movement about being faithful to Srila Prabhupada so that we can carry on his legacy. So many devotees have the understanding that being faithful to Prabhupada means to be chastising like Srila Prabhupada. But it is also to be, and more importantly, to be loving like Srila Prabhupada. No, to learn to love like Srila Prabhupada without learning to love like Srila Prabhupada, but instead to learn to chastise like Srila Prabhupada, can be disservice to him. So Prabhupada, because of his love for Krishna, would chastise whatever was Krishnetara, whatever would take people away from Krishna. So developing the love that Srila Prabhupada had, at least a drop of that, for Krishna Katha, and not just for Krishna Katha, not just for hearing Krishna Katha or speaking Krishna Katha, but also for love for the recipients of Krishna Katha, the present recipients and the potential recipients. That is how Srila Prabhupada attracted millions and millions of people during his times, and he continues to attract thereafter also. The famous historian of India, A.L. Basham, he wrote that the way Bhaktivedanta Swami came to America and spread what he considered, he says, a new religion from India in the West. He says, this has never happened in the history of the world. And it is one of the most significant events in the religious history of the Western world. And of course, Prabhupada spread not just in America, but also in India. And we are all fortunate recipients of Prabhupada's great mercy. There's another scholar, Thomas Hopkins, I'll conclude with this. He said, you know, if somebody were to write a fiction novel like this, that an old man at the age of 70 went without money, without any contacts, to a distant land and built a worldwide movement. He said, when that fiction story would go to the editor would reject it as unrealistic. It would not even get published because it is such an unbelievable fiction story. But this is not fiction, this is reality. And he says, where have we seen in the history of the world that a person went and just attracted and transformed hundreds and hundreds and thousands of others? He said, one example could be Jesus. You know, he called people and he told people, people were fishermen, he said, give up your fishing and become a fisherman of men. And they followed him. But still there are differences. Jesus was addressing people who were born and brought up in his own culture. And he was in the prime of youth when he was preaching. His Bhaktivedanta Swami was in his advanced age. He uses the word Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada is the affectionate title that his followers use for him. Says Bhaktivedanta Swami was in old age and he was communicating with people who were culturally, religiously, intellectually, socially, age-wise, every way, they were different from him. And to communicate something to somebody who is so radically dissimilar, that is an achievement which has no parallels in history. And Srila Prabhupada did this. How was he able to do it? You know, if you look at it, one circle of Srila Prabhupada, he is a distinguished, learned, conservative person born in a very cultured, devotional family. And his followers are, with all due respect to them, at least they were, uncultured, philosophically uneducated, religiously uninformed. So what was the circle of intersection between them and Srila Prabhupada? That was the transcendental Krishna Katha. And it is through this Krishna Katha that Srila Prabhupada transforms so many people. He will transform our hearts and he will keep transforming thousands of hearts for many, many years to come. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada on this sacred day that he give me a taste of this Krishna Katha and transform my heart and make me in some small way an instrument in sharing the message of love that he has given to the whole world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.